Saskatchewan country close up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Jackie Kroshinski. Jackie, thanks so much for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. Jackie, first off, I just want to ask you kind of how you got your start in music. Now, I know that you're a teacher, you're a music teacher and you teach music. Was music always something that you wanted to be a part of? How kind of did you get into music?
Well, I started playing music when I was, I don't know, I think maybe about 4 or 5. I started piano lessons, of course, lots of people do. Yeah, and just kept going. And then as I got into elementary school, we had a band program there, which was really good. And same with in high school. And I always thought I was going to be a lawyer. And then
really?
All of a sudden, it's like I can't picture it now. And then all of a sudden, it dawned on me one day, I'm going to be a band teacher because I had some really good teachers and it's been the best job.
That's cool. That's cool. So piano, is that the main instrument? Do you play any other instruments or is piano the main one you play?
Well, piano was the one I started on. And so, that's been a long time. And I play trumpet and I play some guitar. Guitar is part of what I teach at my job too.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that. I love hearing about that. And kind of before we went on the air here, we were talking a little bit about your the trip to Nashville. And I was reading your website and a few little things on your bio. And I thought this was super cool because back when I was going to school, we never went anywhere even close to as cool as like a field trip to Nashville and Memphis. That was never a thing that we did. And I think that is so cool. So tell us about kind of why you decided to take students to Nashville and Memphis and how that trip went.
Well, it's really, I think, you know, we have a limited view, I think, sometimes if we don't travel, if we're not able to do that, just kind of, you know, how people react to music, how people mm-hmm. use music in their daily lives, how music sounds different from place to place based on where you are and the people who live there. And going to Memphis and Nashville was a good fit for us at that time, and the kids were super excited about it, and lots of really monumental kind of activities for them to do. Like we played at Graceland when we were in Memphis, and then when we went to Nashville, we got to record at Studio B, and we played in front of the Opry, and we played at the Country Music Hall of Fame, and so it was just it was really great.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Those are monumental places. I've never been to Memphis. It's somewhere I'd always like to be. But, I mean, I've been to Nashville many times. It's like my favorite city. I talk about it often. And I just love it there. And I believe the song, your song, Night of the Opry, inspired I guess I want you to tell us a little bit about the story. Because I love the song, Night of the Opry. I've been to the Opry many, many times. I think you wrote this song for your dad as well. So maybe tell us the story of Night at the Opry.
Well, sure. My dad, he always had, you know, we had one of those big, you know, pieces of furniture kind of stereos in our house when I was growing up. And he always had country records in there, you know, kind of basic, like Johnny Cash and...
Yeah.
And I've been everywhere, you know, and
exactly.
the Statler Brothers,
and
he really liked that music a lot. And so he passed away in March of 2019. And so we went like exactly a year later on our trip, the beginning of March last year, 2020. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when we got there, it was a little overwhelming, you know, when we went to the show itself, because you know, it's like all I could think of was, oh my God, my dad would have just loved this.
Yeah,
he would have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of for him, because you know, he didn't get an opportunity to go, but yet, you know, like whenever you hear that music, it kind of brings back a person, right, in
mm-hmm.
a way, like you remember lots of things about it. So yeah, that one was for my dad.
Very cool. I do love it, it's a very special song. So great job with that song. And again, a couple more questions with Jackie Kroshinski. Jackie, it's been tough the last almost exactly a year with COVID, and kind of how have things been for the last year for you? Obviously, it's tough being as a teacher. A lot of challenges come with that. Just without COVID, and now add a pandemic, it just adds even more challenges. So how has the last kind of year been for you with the pandemic going on?
Well, school is, it's definitely got its own challenges, and we're just really happy to have kids in the building and kids learning. And, you know, for me, kids learning about music, you know, there's, of course, some things that we can't do, like I would like to be able to do, like band is really difficult. Mm-hmm. But hopefully it won't be too long before we can kind of get things back to normal. And it's difficult for all musicians who are, you know, playing right now, because there's just not a lot of places to play, and sure, they're relying on those places for their income. And it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was reading a little bit about on your website as well, and I want to ask you kind of what's kind of on the way for you, because it sounds like you're currently working on an album. So can you tell us a little bit about that? Maybe when you're hoping that to get released, tell us a little bit about the project that you're working on.
Well, yeah, I'm working on a 6-song EP that I'm hoping to have released in August. And yeah, so I've got some of it written. I don't have it all written yet. So I'm hope to be recording there when school's done in July, to get into the studio and record it, and hopefully have it out by the end of the summer.
Very cool. That is awesome. Looking forward to that. Hey, Jackie, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll catch up again soon. Hopefully we can chat again around the release of your EP.
Yeah, and can I add one thing, Matt?
Absolutely.
So tomorrow, Saturday is the Canadian Country Indie Countdown, and the song right now is at number 4 of 100, and I'm really hoping to make it to number 1 tomorrow, so if people want to vote when they hear it, I would sure appreciate it.
Perfect. Jackie, I really appreciate your time, and wish you all the best, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.